What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by Moore Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy, and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Here we are. We're back.
Yay.
So, I'm Mark Moore. I'm with Kathy.
Hello.
We're independent insurance agents and brokers. And today's show is going to be building, construction cost, and ordinance or law coverage, mm-hmm. which we've had an issue on that recently. So last week's show was texting and driving. Mm-hmm. As we talked about, you know, what to think about when you have a young driver. You know, today's show is going to be something different. So we're going to talk about, there's so many things we can talk about. It's just amazing. But one thing I want to talk about, just starting out from the get-go, is, you know, we as your agent here, we're trying to do things the right way, the correct way. Correct, right,
yes,
Kathy?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, so.
It doesn't pay for us to not do it right.
Yes, so sometimes either customers just don't understand, but we do have their best interest at heart.
Absolutely.
And sometimes they think, well, you're just trying to sell me something. But I can tell you, when we have a claim situation, you want to make sure that things are right, because it's not going to matter what your premium was when you have a claim.
Correct.
Well, it does matter. But
it,
I mean,
does matter.
Nobody asks what the premium is when you're trying to pay a claim, correct?
No. They're just glad they're covered.
Yeah.
That's the big thing.
Yeah. So Proverbs 22:1 says, a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches and loving favor rather than silver or gold. So what we're trying to do is we want to have a good name.
Right.
And in insurance, you know, sometimes in our industry as a whole, it's probably not respected by some people. So we're trying to make a good name in our business here. You know, we try to do things the right way. But yet we still have times where, you know, look at, argument could be like, you know, my house is overinsured and you're trying to insure my house for too much money. And
right.
I can assure people that is not the case.
Right.
I mean, it's
correct. Well, people tend to look at market value, or they don't look at replacement cost value, what it would cost today to rebuild your home back. And as of today, with all the different, you know, all the different wood and all the different supplies are in such demand, and trying to even get any type of, you know, sidings or wood right now, it costs an arm and a leg to do all this
stuff.
Yeah,
and
so
we're
just
actually
need to keep that in mind, because if you, heaven forbid, you had a claim now and you didn't have enough insurance, that would be an issue for you as well as for us. So
yes, I mean, so that's where we don't want to be.
Right.
We don't want to be in a situation where we're short. We don't have enough mm-hmm. insurance. Okay, so we have two dogs. How much trouble do dogs cause us?
A lot.
Yeah, but who loves the dogs?
Our daughter.
And who else?
And our son.
And who else?
Well, and
I guess,
us, of
I guess
course.
We all do.
We do.
Okay, so
yes.
Dogs were Walmart specials. We got them at the end of a
they
Walmart
were free,
parking. Yeah.
But they cost us a lot.
Yeah, so they're actually not free.
Well,
service they appear to be free, but they're
yes,
not.
Yes, they're labs. They're chewers.
So. They're almost 10 years old, and they still chew. I don't know why.
Yes.
So we are having a little project in our house. We were having a pad poured for a parking area at our house. And so the way our deck is the dogs can just go on off the deck. They don't have a way to really stop them from going.
Because they have collars on.
Yes, I'm just imagining, okay, what's going to happen?
They have electric fence with
yeah,
the collars. So they don't just
wireless fence. So what I'm afraid is going to happen is we're going to pour this pad, and I'm going to go out there, and I want to see dogs have gone all through the concrete.
Well, they did walk all over the footers. So they have,
yes.
We have dog prints in our
yes.
footers. So we're hoping and praying that they won't, what they'll do something with them while they're doing the slab.
Yeah. So I'm telling this story because I want to contain them. So I went down to the hardware store, and what did I buy?
You bought plywood.
A piece of plywood.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A piece of plywood, I paid $64.99 for a piece of plywood.
Which is outrageous.
Yeah, so you might pay $65.
Yes.
The 99 cents thing
at
never
the hardware
has,
store.
That never has
local
tricked.
Hardware
yeah,
store.
That never has tricked me, like the 99 cents. Like,
right.
You know. But it's $65 for a sheet of plywood. And this is crazy. I actually ended up buying two sheets of plywood. So it was like a sticker shock when I went up to the counter and they rang up the plywood. And I was like, holy cow. And the person there told me the OSB is running $50. Now I've heard $30 from a builder. I guess they get a discount for, you know, being a, you know, builder. But this is insane. Mm-hmm. But yet every week or every periodically we'll have a customer call us, and they're going to have a, you know, discussion with us that my house is overinsured. And right. I don't want to have to pay insurance on the house because I know my house costs way less to build than what you're saying it does.
Right.
So it's just, I don't understand it. I don't understand.
Well, I think people have either been in the business, maybe they were a contractor, maybe they have some exposure to different things and they think they know or have a pulse on what actually things are costing. But from our perspective and from what we can find out from our claims departments, you know, things to be rebuilt, or if you had a partial loss or an actual total loss, it's going to cost a whole lot more money right now because of the way things are.
Yeah, it's, and I think about Kathy's dad. I'm sure Kathy's dad, yes. Kathy's dad would think he could do it for cheaper. Normally,
you're right. Well, I mean, when I told him how much the plywood cost, he said, "Oh, that's about right."
Oh, he does.
So, but he does go to Walmart, or not Walmart. He goes to Home Depot and Lowe's and the hardware stores where he lives, and he's always aware of what things cost. So he's kept himself in the know on those things. But a lot of people aren't not aware of it. So that's what our job is, to kind of make sure people know that. But sometimes you just can't convince them.
There's no convincing some people.
They just think that they know.
They know that what it costs, and we're overinsuring
okay.
And, you know,
we encourage them to talk to a builder.
Well, that was one thing that I was thought about too. Like, you know, if you got somebody that, you know, is a builder, but this didn't occur to me.
An active builder, yeah. Who's building like now. Yeah.
This didn't occur to me until I went to the hardware store the other day. You can talk to the person ringing up your sale.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there, and the guy's like, "Oh yeah, we're having a shortage on plywood, and I can't believe it's $65 now." He mentioned some sort of resin factory fire out in Texas that's, I guess, caused some problems. I tried to Google that and I read some about it, but I wasn't exactly sure what that effect was. But I guess mm-hmm. there's some sort of issue with this fire getting products. And then you've got COVID, and you got labor. A lot of people are not wanting to work right now because they're getting subsidies or unemployment that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
I've had people ask me about that, and, you know, fortunately in our business, we've had people that are in there working, you know, but a lot of people may not be working.
Each industry might be different at this point.
So it's just a rough time, and I don't know the solution to it. I don't want to offend somebody. You know, get an argument over building materials, reality.
We have the one thing we have to. We do pull property cards. If there's an updated appraisal, we go by that, and then we have a replacement cost estimator, which is specific. All the carriers that we use have them. They have a little bit different one for each one, but they're basically the same thing. What it will cost to replace your home based off square footage and all the features and specifications of your home. And people don't understand it comes with this value. It's nothing that we as insurance people decide. It's what these particular softwares have.
And we can't just go to the insurance company and say, "Okay, Mr. Smith wants to take this house down by $50,000. I mean, they're not going to do that.
Right. They want to know why.
Yeah. If you have somebody that does, they're not doing it correctly.
Right.
So that's another issue. And I know it's just... I don't know. You feel the weight of being an agent about, I got to think, Kathy, a lot of our houses are underinsured right now in this today's market.
Well, and I would hope not.
Yeah. And what we do try to counter that is, you know, like I've mentioned before, we really, 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 really like the guaranteed rebuilding endorsement on the house, because that kind of does away with all the
Or there's an inflation
problems.
Guard. They can have an inflation guard.
Yeah, the inflation guard does help, but that guarantee to have is the one I really
like
to have.
It's better, but if your carrier does not offer that, then the inflation guard
We're trying to roll this onto our policies. There's an increased cost construction endorsement where you can get a 25% variance or a 50% variance. So, simple math, I'm simple, $100,000. With this coverage, you get $125,000, gives you 125% more. So I've got some wiggle room, because when that total fire loss comes in, you worry about, okay, hope the insurance is paid.
Right.
Thank God it was paid. It's enforced. Then you worry about, okay, is there enough coverage on this house to rebuild it?
Right.
And in today's market, you just don't know, because things are so out of control right now.
Well, just as a side note, and I know we've also said this a lot of time in these different shows, you know, we don't know these things without you telling us. We need you to communicate with your agent.
Yes.
And you need to let them know what you're doing, if you're doing any type of improvements. Stuff like that has to be told to us because of that.
Yep. Okay, so we'll be on the break here, and we'll be coming back after the break talking about construction costs and ordinance or law coverage.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore, and I'm with my husband, Mark. And we wanted to tell you where we're located, so if you'd like to stop by and see us, More Insurance Services has three locations. One is in Hayesville, North Carolina. It's on Highway 64 next to United Community Bank. We have an office in Hiawassee, Georgia, which is on Main Street, which is next to the hospital and Town Trace Complex. And then we have an office in Blairsville, which we're located in the South State Bank building across from Home Depot near the post office. You can find us online at www.more-insurance.com or on Facebook. Also, we have two other locations. Amount Insurance is located in Murphy, North Carolina, past Arby's on Highway 64 West. Come by and see Velda and Emily. And Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge is located between United Community Bank and Burger King in Blue Ridge. Come by and see Jeremy, Kathy, and Robert there. And go ahead and like us on Facebook. Also, I wanted to let you know the Peace of Mind radio shows have now been added to our website. So if you've missed one and you'd like to catch up on it, or maybe something you want to hear about specifically, you can access it on our website for that as well.
I listen to our show sometimes, but Kathy really doesn't like to do it.
I don't really like. Well, I was there. So.
She's the talent, so she's the one that's able to. There's no improvement with her.
It's just that after you've talked about it, we eat and sleep insurance all the time. It's real fun.
Yeah. We're conveniently located very close to building material places, correct?
Yes, yes, we are.
The Mountain,
yes,
Home Depot.
Yes, we are.
So we're talking about, the cost of build materials. So that's definitely has been an issue. Talk to the
right
person
now,
checking you out.
Yeah.
Yeah. In North Carolina, one of our companies is automatically just upping people's coverage 10%, almost 9.8%. I don't know why they didn't do it at 10. But I don't know if that's even going to touch it. So, anyway, just be aware of what's going on. Be aware that, things are changing out in the marketplace right now.
I think it's important you're really responsible to also read your policy. I know people don't do that. They put it in a file and they don't read it and realize, it's a contract. So when you do an insurance policy and you're filling out and we've had the application, you want to make sure the application force is correct, but you're signing that saying that that is what you want to insure your house for and this is what you all the specifications of your home. So this is also your responsibility to make sure that it's insured properly, not as much as ours as well, but we want to make sure that we have everything ready. So if there is a claim.
You need to know what insurance is on your house.
You need to know what you have.
Yeah. And I understand, when people want to reduce their coverage, wasn't there some point in time where you established this and all of a sudden, I can see maybe in 2009 maybe where things were like that, but today's market's just super heated. Okay, so we're going to go into another topic called ordinance or law coverage. So we had a customer just this past week that had an issue with this. This guy is a sharp cookie. I mean, he's the mortgage broker. He's just a very astute businessman and been very successful and just the kind of customer we want to do business with. He's really a really good customer. So we had some sometimes we have people that may not have their houses in their own personal name. This one was in a limited liability corporation, the LLC. Mm-hmm. So that automatically, when we have LLC, that automatically immediately limits some of the companies that are willing to write you. Right. So we're down to maybe a handful of companies.
Right.
Will
or
actually,
I have a trust.
Yeah.
Or, you know, an individual.
And the house is rented.
Right.
And he's got a very responsible person that goes out there and helps him manage the property that's a friend. These houses are – this one here was in Metro Atlanta, in DeKalb County. When you run into a Metro Atlanta area, you know, I bet you they're not going to be very sympathetic about – having your house not built back to code, or if something happens. Now, up here in the mountains, I'm not saying that it wouldn't be that way, but I remember at some point, Towns County didn't really have the building inspector as much back in the day. So, I mean, I know it may not be as ironclad as it is in Metro Atlanta, but he had a, you know, a breaker box, and what I'm understanding was it got overloaded and overheated, and it ended up having, I assume, kind of a smoky smell. So the fire department comes in, and they take, you know, they break out the drywall. They're looking for hot spots. There's damage done to the house because of trying to find out where this is originating from, or if it's gone anywhere else. Because we've seen the claim too, where you think the fire's out and the fire department leaves, and it catches back up and burns the ground.
Yeah.
So I guess they did their due diligence. They went through there and they made sure everything was safe. And now he's got damage in the ceiling. Well. That damage wasn't necessarily, you know, the cost of that was determined was not going to be as significant as what was getting ready to happen next was the building inspector, I assume it is, or there's some sort of entity out there that's saying, okay, look, you know, this house was built, you know, it was okay when it was built, but our building codes have changed. And today, guess what? Your box can't be here anymore. It's got to be moved somewhere else.
In the house,
and
yes.
That's not going to be cheap, having to move an electrical box
no,
and have
and then
wiring.
All the wires.
Yeah,
yes.
So he had to basically move his box due to this code. Well, we got it worked out, but what happened was, is when we first wrote the policy, the ordinance of law coverage was not available.
Right.
So what happened was, you know, we're talking about $5,000 or $6,000 of extra cost just to be able to move the box over. So what we did is, you know, the ordinance of law is where you get the coverage for this claim.
Let's talk. What is that? What is ordinance of law covered? About what
it's going to. Okay, what it does not cover. What you're going to be covered for is you're going to be covered for having, say, a fire,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to be covered for that. The policies may or may not automatically give you coverage for any type of ordinance of law. You know, it can also be called building code coverage. So if you've got to go in there and you've got to reconstruct or, you know, rework how things are in your house to meet a building code, your insurance policy may not be paying for that.
Right.
So that's why you got to be that's why you got to be very careful, because people are, you know, when you find this out, it doesn't seem like it's something that you would just you're not going to think about that. I mean, you know, I got some examples here. Behind these examples, I always think that there's a reality behind the example. And Kathy's got one. This was in North Carolina and even tells the town that it was in. So I think this example is probably a reality. But go ahead and read what happened to people in North Carolina.
So John and Jill Smith owned a home in Greensboro, North Carolina. The Smiths have homeowners insurance for their North Carolina residents. It was built in 1960, and the Smiths' 2,500 square feet house is insured for a replacement cost of $250,000. During a winter storm, ice built up on a nearby tree on the Smith's property, causing the tree to fall on the Smith's home. Having fallen through the middle of the home, demolishing approximately one side of the whole house, the total damage came in at $135,000. Under our example, the $135,000 is covered completely, less deductible, with the Smith's North Carolina Home Insurance Policy. As the Smiths started filing for building permits to start construction, a city inspector from Guilford County informed the Smiths that the county's ordinance requires that any building which sustains a loss greater must be remaining undamaged portion of the building up of the current city, county, and state building codes. The Smith gets the news of additional costs of complying with updating building codes as additional
$50,000.
Do the Smiths have coverage for additional $50,000? The answer, it depends.
Well, in this example here, I just know this is a real example.
I mean,
Mr. and Mrs. Smith sounds awful.
Yes.
John Doe had a claim.
Yes.
So I think there was a reality behind who this person was. And
right.
So somebody out there had a $50,000 uninsured loss, looks like to me.
Correct.
So this would be where ordinance of law coverage would come in.
Right.
I had a just another example. The internet's is out there, and
you can Google it.
one place said, and this was as simple as you can say. Take a quick look at your home insurance declaration page. Do you see ordinance or law coverage on it? And that's what you need to do.
Yes.
And that's what we're doing as agents, is we're going through our book of business, because we have listing of customers. This one particular company I got looking up, we've got over 2,200 houses insured just as one company.
Right.
And so we're having to go back and see if we can make sure this coverage is on here. But that's right. But be aware that
it's
is
important.
Not going to be covered if
right.
you...
It's important.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we will probably have to finish a little bit more of this next time. But today's show has been, make sure, just as a nutshell, make sure you've got enough coverage in your house. Building costs have gone up. Look at your policy and see if you've got coverage for ordinance or law. Again, this is Mark and Kathy Moore on WJRB Talk of the Mountains on Peace of Mind.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.